My most memorable English language learning experience is to use the English to interview the tourists at the Hong Kong Park in the last five learning days in my secondary school. I have to use English to interview the people and I can learn more different culture and the habits of the people from foreign countries.
So what did you talk about, like what kind of things do you talk about with them? Like do you find like interesting or memorable? It's okay. Anything that you remember. For example, is it like a Hong Kong food you talked about, or a Hong Kong shopping where you talked about to them?
I talked to them. What do they think about Hong Kong? And some of people say Hong Kong is quite relaxed, but I don't think so because I think many Hong Kong people are very busy and they need to work every day and they only have few time to take a rest. And I think the people in the foreign country is very open. They are not shy to talk with others.
So you talked about kind of introducing Hong Kong to tourists. I think it's kind of a special job you're doing because back then when I was in secondary school, I didn't have the courage to do that. So what made you want to participate in this job?
It's just it's an activity hosted by schools and each student has to visit. One of the reasons that I participate this job is because I want to make me be more confident to talk with others, and I want to try to talk with others to with English to improve my English.
So did you do any other activities in secondary school or for now to improve your English?
At secondary school, I have joined the English movie club, and in this club, we will watch the English movie each time, and we have to make some comments on the films and try to discuss with others. It's a good chance for us to communicate with others with English.
Do you remember any movies you like when you were in the English movie club?
My favorite movie is the
Iron Man.
Spider-Man.
When you watch a movie, maybe sometimes you would encounter some new words. You said you want to improve English. Would you like stop and try to check up what the word means, or you know other things you do to try to get to know the movie better?
Sometimes I will.
Okay, so but do you find it troublesome? Because you know, usually when we're watching a movie, we want to just watch it, right? But then now you have to stop. Do you think it's a problem for you to have to stop and check the words?
I don't think so, because many movies, they have the Chinese and English subtitles. If I don't know the words, I can refer to the Chinese subtitle to look up what it means.
And that, I think that could be useful as well. So what about reading? Do you read anything in your spare time?
Sometimes I will. I will look up the foreign forum. I like to read some posts about the technology. I think some of the technology are very interesting and it makes me interested to read it.
So in the forum you talked about, do you interact with other users in writing English and exchange product information, that kind of thing?
I haven't. I only look at what they comment and what's the description about the something interesting in technology.
So recently, have you read anything interesting about technology and in English in the forum? Do you mind telling us about of it?
Yes, today I have read something interesting. It's about the human can keep alive for 500 years, and I think it is quite impossible. However, the scientists say it is possible that human life for a long, long time. But I think it will destroy the ecosystem.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty big news for me as well. But above all, what part of English do you find is the most difficult for you?
I think the most difficult is to learn the grammar, because there are many usages of the grammar, and I always make a mistake. Also, I think listening to the English is quite difficult because the speaking speed and the tone of the English said by the foreign people is different with Hong Kong. Hong Kong people always speak the Cantonese, that means the mix up of the Cantonese and English.
Chinglish, right? Yeah,
Chinglish. It's quite difficult for me to listen the English said by foreign people.
So, for example, if I ask you what would you do that, and also at the same time you find interesting to improve your English?
I will try to watch more English movie.